Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
Josh McCown. Maybe the next head coach of the Texans. I went to Rosary on Tuesday night. Do you think they'd hire me?
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
Again, we're asking the question, what is likely to change price-wise? Just like with MVP, what is likely to change price-wise in the next 2 to 3 weeks? Can we time something here because Cleveland is playing such an advantageous schedule, especially for the next 2 to 3 weeks?
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
You damn right it is. You better you bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, we are here with you on the BetQL Network. Every single game that we talk about, bad college basketball game, the Super Bowl, a game seven, like an actual game seven. They're all right. Game seven.
Like the NFL. A lot of game sevens in the NFL. A ton of them, yeah.
We how many of them were in the playoffs here? How many playoff games have there been? What is it?
Imagine Bills-Chiefs. Bills-Chiefs, like game four with the Chiefs down 2-1 at home.
Oh, man. Like it obviously could never happen, but how amazing would that
the players
be?
Would be dead.
Like, I guess like you could do like what if it was Super Bowl best of three over the course of 3 weeks?
Ooh, man, that'd be pretty wild. Yeah. Yes, please. More
like
sports.
It's kind of like not an impossibility, right? I feel like with the way like things are going, they're just going
to
keep
adding
and adding.
To make the Super Bowl a best of three? Oh,
maybe
man,
not Super Bowl best of three, but like I feel like expansion of everything just feels like inevitable. Just more money making.
Expansion of everything. I agree with that. Well, there's going to be, it's going to be more NFL games sooner rather than later. Yes. By the time like we get to, so is it 2022? In 2025, how many games is the NFL regular season going to be?
I don't know, but here's what I want. And like it's 20? Impossible to give. I want more games, but I also don't want the season to be longer.
Just like, oh, that's good. I'd like to break the laws of time and space, but only on my behalf. Only
or listen, you know, have them play twice. Like, listen, these are grown men we're talking about here. Play twice a week.
Grown men.
Like, step up to the plate, guys. Be men. Be real men.
Play twice. There's one thing we know about pro football players specifically and pro athletes. They're not tough guys.
No, they're not tough. If you're tough, you'd play twice a week for our amusement, our benefit, so we can bet on the games. I mean, come on, obviously here. So yeah, every single game is game seven, including some of the games we'll talk. I'll tell you what, Arizona UCLA tonight might as well be game seven of the World Series.
Feels like it.
Oh, ooh, man. I got
surrounded by a lot of bleh. Surrounded by a lot of nothing. Basically.
I got a bet on that game. I got a bet on that game.
I gave out side and total last night. Yeah.
You did. I'm on one of those. I'm on one. I'm either the side or the total.
Okay. Well, the side evaporated really fast. Seven's so okay.
Which should maybe give you an indication of the side that not the side, but the bet that I have made. Perhaps it's the over.
It's possible. It's going up.
We'll talk about that coming up in the power hour, final hour of the show. So every game here is game seven, and you get no hot take BS. Just bets and sports and random tangents like the one you just heard. We are live in the hashtag plethora of places. Which, of course, is Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app, BetQLNetwork.com, the BetQL app, Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the BetQL network. Shout out to YouTube, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Shout out to Twitch, Twitch.tv/BetQL. As Ken and I get set to bring you the wagertainment for the next 4 hours as we talk all things sports betting. Proudly presented by the Bet River Sportsbook, your hometown sportsbook and pro football betting powerhouse all season long. BetRivers.com and the Bet Rivers app. And by BetQL, the experts, the algorithms, the five-star plays to help you beat the sportsbooks. BetQL.com and the BetQL app on this tremendous Thursday, February 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Our show is on Twitter, @YouBetterYouBet. How about our guy, Ryan Homler, absolutely crushing the content on our show Instagram account. What we need to do is get a read, something for me to read
like a Reed
Wallet. I know Ryan listens to the show. Scott, Jesse, everybody, let's get a read, and I will read it every single segment coming back from break to pump up our Instagram account at YBYB Sports on Instagram. Ryan doing a tremendous job posting the content on our IG account. Be sure to follow us there. If you follow us on Twitter, exclusive content coming to Instagram. A lot of our picks are going to be posted. So if you can't check out the Power Hour live, you can check it out on Instagram at YBYB Sports. I am on Twitter and Instagram at The Kostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, the great Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, on Twitter at Lockie Lockerson. We got three terrific guests coming your way on a tremendous Thursday. Our pal Jim Root's going to join us from the three-man weave. Action Network does a great job handicapping college hoops. Jim Root's going to join us on the show, breaking down all the games tonight, including Arizona-UCLA, and everything else going on in the world of college basketball. Mike Gallagher from Establish the Run's going to join us, talking all things NBA betting. Sure, he'll give us a couple prop bets coming up for tonight's slate. Bigger than usual on Thursday night. Looking forward to it. Josh Norris, Odyssey Sports Fantasy Football Insider, joins us today, giving us early looks at Super Bowl 56 from the prop perspective, from the unit versus unit perspective. Looking forward to that from Josh Norris. Plus,
selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the first time in the year of our Lord, 2022, we take a trip. Or a pit stop. I kind of butchered that. We're going to go to the D-Gen corner.
We're going to the D-Gen corner. Not sure how we're going to do it. Not sure by what means. Right, yeah.
So D-Gen corner, for people that don't know, is our segment where we take questions from you, our listeners and viewers, the real ones, the you betters. And any questions you have about the sports betting space, you know, content in the space, people want to get into the space, how do you do that? Putting together, you know, numbers for games, like hedging, teasers, all this stuff. Any questions you have, you can even send them in now to at You Better You Bet. This will be kind of like a living, breathing segment that we'll do over the course of the football offseason. So the D-Gen Corner, first stop in 2022, coming your way in about 10 minutes here on You Better You Bet. I, last night, bet some Super Bowl 56 props. We'll detail some of those coming up a little later in the show. Get Ken Barkley's thoughts on the bets that I placed.
You texted me. The rare Nick texts like 2 hours after the show. Those don't come up very often. Usually you're watching Netflix shows or playing video games or sleeping or doing some other stuff. Usually it's not like texting Ken betting stuff. Usually that's
yeah.
Not. You're very excited about those props.
Fired off some props, so hopefully they'll be winners. I think I'll at the very least I'll get some closing line value on them. Who knows what that's gonna mean? Maybe I lose. But yeah, play some bets. Excited to talk about those. We'll give you basketball betting takeaways from last night. Couple from college, couple from the NBA. We're excited to talk about those. Maybe some value that we've fallen upon here with some of the bets that we've made earlier this week. Power hour, final hour. No NHL, unfortunately, but maybe Bill Matz, the returning Bill Matz, glad that Bill's feeling better, has got some futures cooked up for us with the NHL on its all-star break. But we'll give you a lot of NBA, of course, as per usual. Ton of college basketball, as per usual, including the bucket of bets, top 25 Nick, and overnights, of course, to close the show. We're locked and loaded on a tremendous Thursday. Ken, how you doing?
Doing great. Excited. Pretty excited for the D-Gen Corner segment. I try to go in spontaneously. Like I look to see how many questions there are, but I try not to parse through like every single one of them so that my answers will be more spontaneous, more fun that way, as opposed to trying to like really think it through. And most of them don't require like a lot of math or something that I would have to do in advance. So really excited to go through those questions. Usually that segment like never disappoints, honestly, because even if like, just to be honest, I hope the questions are good. Even if they're not, the segment's going to be really fun because we're just going to end up talking about stuff that's interesting to us, even if the questions aren't good. But I have a feeling the questions are very good today, so that'll be great. A couple notes from last night that stand out, just because we'll do a very brief betting review of last night. I know we're saving some of the NBA content for a little later. The Celtics, I believe, will be among the topics. I think that's an interesting thing. They beat the Hornets last night. Game lands right around the number. Big sweat for anybody that obviously ends up having Celtics win.
Yeah, they didn't cover, six, though, which is unfortunate.
Six, right. Well, they did also win. How about the Nets, though? Did not quite get it done. And spoiler alert, the Nets and the Celtics together will be part of a betting conversation I think we'll have later about division odds, a bet that we've talked about before on the show that this was actually your inspiration, the angle to take on this market. I was interested in betting this market and your angle, maybe Boston. We'll kind of bat that around a little bit later when we have more space.
Ty Lue now 60-1, by the way, was 150-1 when we talked about it on the show. Just saying, probably not going
to
win.
I wonder what he's going to get to. Yeah, my concern as someone who now has positions in that market, my concern is that like the Suns are actually too good now and Monty Williams is just going to win.
He's even money right now, Monty. I think he's plus 100 like to win coach of the year. It's hard to think he's not going to win if they're just going to be like destroying everybody.
Right. If they're going to win more than 60 games, which seems more likely now. I mean, they have 9 losses still basically through 50.
They're 41-9, I think.
They didn't play last night, right? And they play tonight. So 41-9. And who do they have tonight? Atlanta on the road, right? That's their game tonight. Suns, I believe, 4.5 in that game. That was earlier. We didn't know if Trey was going to play.
Yeah, too. 4. Yeah, Trey was last I saw. Trey was questionable. Ayton and Hunter probable.
And because that basically, Monty Williams was like alongside the other, honestly, the coaches that I have money on, which I was happy about, Bickerstaff and Jenkins. And they've gone on this second extremely long winning streak. So that's pushed his odds out a lot more, which is really unfortunate for us or people who have these bets. Mike Gallagher, who I've on, has a Bickerstaff position as well. But so we'll talk about that NBA stuff. But one thing from last night, college wise, just to tie a bow on something, because the timing with the show might not have been ideal for people. But I talked about it a lot on the show. So I don't think, and the prices haven't changed, which is also in this case good. Illinois beat Wisconsin last night and covered. Kofi Coburn had a tremendous game, high scoring game, went over the total by about 20, I think. And Illinois obviously ends up covering. We had them last night, or I had them, and maybe you tailed me on it. They continue to intrigue me as a national championship contender or as a team that is worthy of a bet to win the national championship. It's not that they're more likely to win or even quite as likely to win as like a Gonzaga or a team in that tier. Baylor, I guess. Yeah, now, I mean, I keep winning. I guess we have to put them in that same tier. Those two teams I would sort of have as like the most likely, but they really do exist, I think, next to a lot of the other teams that we're going to talk about after that. So that would be your teams like Auburn and Kentucky and Purdue and Duke, teams like that. I think Illinois deserves a place at that table, basically, and the markets are still refusing to price them like they deserve that place at the table. Still has them as like a sort of a third tier team. 25-1s are still everywhere today, which was the price on them entering that game against Wisconsin last night. I feel like I can see this coming a mile away, honestly. Just the team has never been full strength the entire time. They've still put together a resume that fits with past national champions despite never being full strength. What happens when they are full strength? It seems more likely than not that the resume or the profile would improve.
Well, they'll lose to Loyola in the second round.
Right. Well, I mean, but honestly, like,
the starting point guard of the Chicago Bulls.
As much as that, well, that, I mean, it's, that was the most, one of the most horrific draws in bracket history. I mean, Illinois was
horrendous. We talked about that before the tournament started. Yeah. Illinois was one, and Loyola was one with the eight, right?
Yes, and Loyola, by almost all metrics, was a top 10 team in the country.
Loyola played a really good team. That's right. Yeah. Against Pastner. Yeah,
Alvarado. Yeah, and like, I mean, just like, and a tough as nails Georgia Tech team.
Alvarado.
And that, God, I want to say that total was like 112 or something, you know, just like a, like, unbelievable.
Is Pastner still wearing the face shield, by the way?
I don't think so. He's got like a locky body type now too, by the way.
I feel like Josh Pastner hit a point in his career. And like, this is a true story. When I used to produce for Adam Schein at NFL Radio, and when we moved collectively over to Mad Dog Sports Radio and Adam started doing his own solo show and I was producing, Josh Pastner was, because we had no guests the first day because it was just Adam taking calls. And then the first guest we had on, I think he was the coach of Memphis at the time. And we ended up having like a bunch of guests that week. Pastner was the first guest we ever had on. And he's like the coolest dude that I've dealt with. So he's awesome. I feel like he reached a point in his career where he was just, you know what? Like, I'm just going to eat whatever I want. I'm going to put mutton chop sideburns, and I'm going to look ridiculous on the sidelines. Yes. He's like,
You know what sounds great right now? Big sandwiches. I'm just going to eat a bunch of them. Like, I mean, anybody else having that pizza? Because I'm going
to
eat it. Yeah. A man after my own heart. Love him. That was a crazy matchup. But it's worth noting, like, one of the reasons why Illinois is appealing is that if they reach even close, and I know they don't have Io DeSumo, obviously, but they do a lot of other guys. If they even come close to reaching the rating of last year's team, then what the Loyola game, okay, cool, Loyola wins. Market for that game was what, Illinois 7? Something like that?
I was going to say 8, maybe?
Like, that's what you want. Like, a team that in the market, we'll talk about hedging in the DGen corner for, like, Super Bowl futures, but, like, a sneaky part of buying futures in basketball, especially, just because I do that more than football, is, like, a team that is, like, at a depressed level.
Now, can I ask, when you say basketball, are you referring
NBA
to both NBA and college?
Yeah, but NBA, it's not going to happen as often because NBA just never moves. Like, how many games have the Nets lost in a row? Six?
Six.
And their price is just like, meh.
They're still the favorite.
To win the title. Now, the division has changed because that's like a regular season accomplishment.
But not a ton. Like, I think they're still,
but it is changing.
-118.
It's worth noting, I know at a bunch of places, the Sixers are now favored to win the division by about 25 cents. So, like, we are seeing that shift a little bit. But NBA, you're just not going to get those buy points because if a team faces adversity, the market's just going to be like, we don't care. When you get to the playoffs, you still have these players. You're going to be rated a certain way. It doesn't matter. Like, it just doesn't matter. It takes like a Lakers level embarrassment to create movement in the price market. And look at where the Lakers still are. Lakers are barely in the play-in if it started. I think they're ninth. And they're like the fourth most likely team to win the Western Conference. Like, that's what it takes to even budge the price. College, that's not the case. So buying a team like Illinois, one of the reasons why Michigan was very appealing as a buy a couple weeks ago is if they get their rating back to a point that's like conducive with the last 5-10 years, 3-year period, then they're going to be big, big favorites in some of these tournament games. Like, that's what you want. Like, you want to make hedging so much easier on yourself to be like, well, I don't know what to do in this spot. I mean, Sam Panayotovich bought the Chiefs really low. He was like 8-1 to win the AFC. They're a 7-point favorite at home in the title game. How easy you think that hedges?
Lost, loser.
Right. How easy you think that hedges to make at that point? Like, those are the teams that are the most fun to try to target. Anyway, if you didn't get a chance to listen to the show yesterday, I have a lot of futures on Illinois, and it's not that I think they're for sure going to win. I just think they're about as likely to win as a lot of the teams that are now in like the 8-1, 10-1, 15-1 category that I'm not as keen on. And if those teams are all equal and I get one at 25 that should be in that group, then I'm going to take it. So I did. And just to reemphasize, and obviously they covered against Wisconsin last night.
And I bet them yesterday at 24-1. So I absolutely love it.
What did my text say? It was like,
you wrote like a weird, you were like, do me a favor, like you a favor. And I just
wanted you to be on it too. I go, the games start in 3 hours. So markets are going to close.
You didn't say like, hey buddy, like here's a tip. It was, can you do me a favor?
I did.
Me meaning
I did
you.
Say it that way.
Yeah. And the favor was me betting on something that like I could win with. We'll take a stop at the DGen corner coming up right after this.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.